This is Mark Eklund.
Yeah.
Mark, this here is Roy D. Mercer. I was calling you about the situation we had with a pair of shoes we bought down there at the Oak Park store.
Uh-huh.
It's my sister-in-law's boy. He bought a pair of shoes for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned out to be girl shoes.
Okay.
And she tried to take them back.
Uh-huh.
And they said they was all scuffed up and such, and they wouldn't let her to give a refund on them, so she had to take them back home. She's a widow woman. She ain't got a whole lot of money, so she had to make him wear them. And they teased him at school and such, and made him upset.
Yeah. What kind of shoes did you buy, do you know?
Hell, it's a pair of black and white saddle Oxford, I guess. It looked like girl shoes down there. Them mean boys got him in the bathroom, little J-Damn Mercer down there, and tied him a pink ribbon in his hair.
Oh.
Yeah, hell, I know it. And they wrote homo in red lipstick on his locker. He didn't want to go back to school, and she kept making him go back. And then they finally found a training bra in his lunchbox, and she had to send him down to the psychiatrist down there.
What? You're kidding.
No, hell, they cried himself to sleep, started wetting the bed.
Jeez.
Yeah, we got us a situation on our hands, and she got a bill for $225 from that psychiatrist down there. And he said it's going to take about 3 more visits before he get him turned around.
How old is the child?
He's 8 years old.
Hmm.
I said all he does right now is sit in his room and stare at Vogue magazines. They teased him.
And
I need to come down there and get y'all to pay this $225 bill to this psychiatrist down there and go ahead and sign off on the other 3 visits.
Well, that I can't address.
There's liable to be an ass-whooping involved in it, because I'm pretty TO'd about it.
Well, as far as the issue on the shoes, we certainly could replace the merchandise there, but as far as
that ain't the problem right now.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, I think they done throwed the shoes out. Because he wouldn't wear them no more anyway. And there's girl shoes on top of that. She's a widow woman. She worked for the city driving salt trucks during the wintertime.
Yeah.
And she ain't got a whole lot of money down there. So,
yeah, well, I need to come down there. I've got an 8-year old son of my own, and I'm sensitive to situations at school, et cetera. So.
Yeah, she caught him in his room looking at pictures of David Hasselhoff without his shirt on there yesterday. He's pretty screwed up, is what it is. And it's all because of shoes.
Well,
So just make a check out to her. You could make it out to Kadesha Mercer, or you could just make it out to me and I cash it for her, because she got to get that bills took care of to get that boy down there to get him some more help.
Yeah, I really don't know how to respond to that. I'm going to have to, have you talk to someone else.
I'm getting a run around here
because
I talked to the store and they told me to call y'all, and I'm calling y'all, and I'm getting some satisfaction out of this, or there's going to be some ass whooping down on them.
Can you hold on 1 second?
No, I'll tell you what. I don't want to know where you're at and how to get there and how long you're going to be there and when I can come pick his check up.
I can't write you a check.
Well, then
I
you just get yourself ready for an ass
situation, whooping. But I certainly can't write a check.
How big a feller are you?
It's not my decision.
Yeah? Are you a big old boy?
I think the best thing for me to do is just get your name and phone number.
No, I guarantee you the best thing you can do is write me a check or protect yourself for an ass whooping. Because I ain't going to stand it. Y'all sold a girl shoes for a boy in the first place, so you're liable to get ass whooping for that.
Well, I mean, boys do wear saddle Oxford shoes. I'm sorry that he was teased, but that we do sell them that way. But
yeah. Well, I guarantee you.
I'm obviously sorry about the situation where he was teased at school.
Well, you ought to be. They got him down there and tied a pink ribbon in his hair in the bathroom, and I tell you what, his mama's afraid that he might just turn sissy and be a Jayhawk fan as well.
Who is this?
What you need to do is make out a check to Dr. Jody Fund. That's the psychiatrist we got him seeing.
Oh, boy. Who is
this? They need 3 more visits and a pair of cowboy boots to get him straightened out.
I had a feeling there was something about this phone call that was... I'm an absolute shock.
Well, how would you feel if you found a training bra in your lunchbox?
It's kind of the same feeling.
Do you know Dr. Jody Fund?
I know him.
Do you?
Is he a good friend of yours?
He was.